Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sam Yaakov Shalom, and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding where it cut on Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings Omar Avitul Safra Mishmei Dirav. Paroi Shehoyo Bimei Moshe. The Paroi, King Paroi of Mitzrayim. Hu Amo, he was the size of one Amo, which is basically around 2 feet. Uskano Amo, and his beard was one Amo. Ufarmashtekoi Amo Vezeris, and his Amo was a size of an Amo in Zeris. The Maharal was very busy in his Sforim to come and protect Divrei Chazal and to teach us how every word the Chazal say is Kadosh and Tor and has a very deep meaning to it. And everything is valid and true. One of the Sforim the Maharal wrote is Sefer Be'er HaGoyla. And that Sefer, the entire Sefer, is to come and defend Chazal in places where it seemed the Chazal said things that don't make so much sense, and others attacked Chazal for what they said. So the Maharal wrote a whole sefer to come and explain what Chazal wrote in these strange places where it seems to be that they're saying things which don't fit with logic or don't fit with reality. In the Be'er HaChamish, he speaks about our Gemara. And he brings our Gemara, and then he says that there are people that made fun of Chazal. People made fun of Chazal. How can it be a person who is 2 feet high, his beard is 2 feet, and his amo is 2 feet plus? Does that make any sense? So people made fun of Chazal. Says the Maharal, you have to understand. And this is a story the Maharal says in many places. When Chazal are talking about measurements, especially talking about measurements of human beings, the measurements Chazal give us are not physical measurements. Chazal is not coming to give you historical facts. You should know this guy was this size and this person was this height. That's not what Chazal do. Chazal coming to speak about the essence of a person. Chazal coming to say what this person is, not in the physical external appearance, but internally, who is he in his nefesh? Who is he inside? The Maharal says that every person has 2 different measurements. You have the external measurement, which is called a Tzura HaTivis, that is equal to everybody. Every person in the world has 2 hands, 2 legs, a body. The physical body is equal to everybody. It doesn't matter if he's Jewish, if he's a Goy, it doesn't matter if he's a Tzaddik or a Rasha. Regardless who the person is, his exterior appearance will be the same. And then there's the Tzura HaPratis, the personal shape that belongs to a person. And this changes between people. Every person internally is different. A Tzura of a Yid is different than a Tzura of a Goy. And similarly goes to every other measurement of a person. When Chazal talk about the measurements, they're not talking about the exterior appearance, but who the person is. The Maharal says a similar thing, Chidush HaGodes, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. That it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos high. 10 amos is approximately 20 feet. Moshe Rabbeinu was a giant. That's also very strange to say. Says the Maharal, we're not talking about the exterior appearance of Moshe Rabbeinu. We talk about his essence, what he represents. He represents a shleimush, which comes out of 10 amos. Says the Maharal, Paroi was 1 amo. His beard was 1 amo. That shows how low he was. And the Maharal doesn't go too much into the details. He just says that the fact that the body of Paroi and his beard were not proportionate, it showed that this person was a mundane person. He was strange. He wasn't the right size. He was a shuffle anoshim, a very low person. And the fact that his amo was larger than his body shows his gnos, how he had a lot of gnai. That's what the Maharal says. It doesn't explain more. In the Ein Yaakov, the Sefer HaBoine on the Ein Yaakov, starts the same way like the Maharal. He says that this is also one of the things that people made fun of, and he comes to explain in a similar way of the Maharal that we're talking about the essence of the person. And he adds on the Maharal that the size of Paro's amo means he was a very low person. His beard was amo. The beard shows the gaiva. The beard shows what a person feels about himself. He feels very big. He felt his beard was so large compared to his body. While his body is so low, his gaiva was much greater. It was the same size as his body. His beard, which is supposed to be a smaller portion of the body, was the same size of his body. It shows how great his gaiva was. And then when it comes to the Amor represents the Taivas. It represents the Znus of Bari. That was even greater than his body. So it just shows how the person was so low, his Gaivo was so great compared to who he was, and his Taivas and Znus were even greater than that. This is the measurements the Chazal talk about Paroi. Not his exterior measurements, but essentially who we represent, who he was, and this applies to many measurements the Chazal give us in Shas, a big insight to know as we go through Agayatas of Shas. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.